Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Herod's story wasn't woven from silk and gold, but from the rougher threads of ambition, bloodshed, and political intrigue. Born not to the royal purple, but to the shrewd manipulations of his father, Antipater, his life was a perpetual climb towards a crown that always shimmered just out of reach. Antipater, a crafty Idumean who rose through the ranks of Judea's ruling council, groomed Herod with the cold precision of a falconer training his hawk. He navigated the treacherous currents of Roman patronage, balancing the whims of Julius Caesar with the simmering resentment of the Jewish people. Herod, inheriting his father's cunning, but amplifying it with a ruthless streak of his own, proved an apt pupil. He learned the language of power, the subtle dance of favors and threats, the art of bending fate to his will. He earned his spurs against rebellious factions. Judea, a land simmering with religious fervor and nationalist pride, resisted easy subjugation. The Hasmonean dynasty, though deposed, left behind a legacy of resistance, a whisper of freedom yearning to rise again. Enter Mark Antony, Caesar's successor, and a new Game of Thrones. Herod, with his unwavering loyalty and ruthless efficiency, emerged as the favored pawn. With Roman legions at his back, he stormed Jerusalem, claiming the crown not by blood right, but by the brutal logic of conquest. King he was, but not in the eyes of his people. His reign was a constant dance on the tightrope of appeasement and brutality. He built temples to appease the Jews, while Roman sandals crunched on their sacred soil. He showered Jerusalem in golden splendor, while whispers of his ruthless purges echoed through the alleys. Paranoia coiled around his heart, a viper whispering doubts in his ear. Every shadow held a potential rival, every flicker of dissent a rebellion in the making. His family, even, became collateral damage. His wife, Mariamne, the only ray of genuine love in his life, fell victim to his poisonous suspicions. The Zoroastrian faith, founded by the prophet Zoroaster, or Zarathustra, in ancient Persia, is one of the world's oldest monotheistic religions. It is believed to have originated sometime between 1500 and 1000 BC, and emphasizes a cosmic battle between good and evil, represented by the figures of Ahura Mazda, the wise lord, and Angra Mainyu, the evil spirit. The Saoscient, literally meaning one who brings benefit, is prophesied to be a descendant of Zoroaster himself. There are interpretations that envision three Saoscians appearing at different intervals, each playing a role in the final renovation of the world. Their arrival is often associated with celestial signs and dramatic cosmic events. Some scholars suggest that the Magi could have been Zoroastrian priests, their knowledge of astronomy leading them to interpret the appearance of the Star of Bethlehem as a sign of the Messiah's birth. Melchior, his beard a tapestry spun from desert sands, squinted at the faded parchment. Lines etched his face, each a testament to nights spent under a million stars, searching for patterns, meanings whispered by celestial fire. Tonight, though, a different urgency prickled his skin. The prophecy, once an ember in the scrolls, had fanned into a flame, licking at the edges of his soul.
This is it, a king born under a new star, a dawn breaking in the east.
Caspar, youngest of the Magi, his eyes shimmering with the quicksilver of unfettered curiosity, traced the cryptic symbols with nimble fingers.
But where, Melchior? The east stretches wide as the night sky.
Balthazar, the eldest, his voice weathered by desert winds and whispered prayers, spoke. his words tinged with an ancient gravity.
Patience, young one. Time, like the stars, reveals its secrets in its own rhythm.
They sat amidst the chaos of their tent, surrounded by the tools of their trade. Astrolabes etched with forgotten constellations, star charts crinkled from countless journeys. Melchior, ever the strategist, spread out the scrolls, their brittle whispers filling the stillness. He murmured to no one in particular.
The prophets speak of a sign, a celestial beacon heralding the king's arrival.
Days bled into nights, nights into weeks. They consulted with caravan traders, their eyes scanning the heavens for a flicker of the promised star. In bustling desert markets, they sought whispers, rumors echoing the prophecy like ripples on a pond. A weaver claimed to have seen a celestial tear in the fabric of night. A shepherd swore on parched lips that a newborn constellation shimmered above his flock. Hope, fragile as a desert flower, bloomed in their hearts. One particularly dark night, as they huddled around a dying fire, the wind, their constant companion, shifted. It carried a new song. They looked up, hearts pounding against ribs like trapped birds. A sliver of light, faint at first, then blossoming into a radiant star, unlike any they had ever seen. It pulsed with an inner light. Melchior, his eyes glistening with tears, rose, his staff tapping a steady rhythm against the sand.
"The path is revealed,"
he declared, his voice resonating with the wind.
"Let us prepare, brothers, for our journey takes us not just to a king, but to the dawn of a new age."
Caspar, his excitement barely contained, threw his arms around Melchior. Balthazar, a silent pillar of wisdom, simply nodded, a sage smile creasing his sun-baked face. The Magi, under the watchful gaze of the newborn star, packed their meager belongings, their hearts brimming with an anticipation that tasted like stardust. Their quest, whispered by prophets and woven in the constellations, had finally begun. The East, bathed in the celestial glow of a newborn king, awaited. Their caravan, a symphony of jingling bells and creaking wood, followed the star's arc. Days bled into nights, the sun scorching their backs, the moon painting their faces silver. Doubt, at times, a serpent coiling in their hearts, would hiss questions. Was the star a celestial mirage, a cruel play of desert light? Was their quest a fool's errand, chasing whispers in the wind? But each night, the star rekindled their faith. It pulsed brighter, leading them deeper into the heart of Judea. Villages blurred past, their residents staring in awe, whispers of a newborn king trailing in their wake. The Magi, spurred by a growing urgency, pressed on. The wind whispered secrets through the palm trees as wise men, cloaked in the dust of distant lands, stumbled upon Jerusalem. Their eyes, accustomed to the endless dance of desert stars, held the glint of a different celestial beacon. They sought not palace gates, but humble stables, their exotic garb turning heads in the bustling streets. Their tongues, laden with strange accents, inquired, "Where is the one born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and come to worship him." Their words sent tremors through the city, reaching the gilded ears of Herod. Unease gnawed at the king, a viper coiling in his belly. A king born under a different star? A challenge to his iron rule? Without delay, he sent for these visitors to his realm.
To be continued.